Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denny Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toedt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bud Connolly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Rego. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Bennett reaches second base with a double. Robertson scores. It's 1-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field. Bennett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bennett. Carlisle moves to third. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt is called out on strikes. One out. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel takes first base on ball 4. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Ezel moves to second. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carlisle tags and scores. Ezel tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ezell scores. Connolly moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Carlisle reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder strikes out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bennett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ezell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pisanek hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off roughing, and towards Wamsgans, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Pisanek and he is out, Ezell applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Tony Rego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rego is 0 for 1 in the game. Rego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerber moves to second. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ruffing is called out on strikes. One out. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Rego and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Carlisle reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Boone goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Ernie Wingard now pitching. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Carlisle scores. Tote moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ezell hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bennett goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruffing hits a line drive into right field. Bennett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bennett. Pisanek goes all the way around to score. Ruffing moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard throws to third for 1, and Robertson throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Williams goes all the way around to score. Wamsgans moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gerber hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice pinch hits for Tony Rego. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Carlisle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carlisle. Rice moves to third. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Ernie Wingard. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up towards third. Ezell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leo Dixon now catching. George Grant now pitching. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus misplays the ball. That's an error on McManus. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Toedt takes first base on ball 4. Carlisle moves to second. Dave Danforth now pitching. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ezel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carlisle moves to third. Tote moves to second. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Carlisle scores. Tote moves to third. Ezel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8 to 4, Red Sox. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pisanek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tote scores. Ezel scores. Connolly moves to third. Pisanek moves to second. It's 10 to 4, Red Sox. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ruffing strikes out. One out. Tex Vash pinch hits for Denny Williams. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Connolly tags and scores. Pisanek tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11 to 4, Red Sox. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 4 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ira Flagstad now playing center field. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 3 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bennett moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bennett scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 11 to 5, Red Sox. Ted Wingfield now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezel fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisler scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 11 to 6, Red Sox. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly misplays the ball. That's an error on Connolly. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 11 to 7, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Carlisle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-7, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ezell hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide pinch hits for Dave Danforth. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Stauffer now pitching. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerber. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 5 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bennett hits a line drive into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Wingfield covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.